weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Time to introduce you to my guest this afternoon, a Cambridgeshire businessman has been tasting success with honey. Nick Mellor is the owner of the Cambridge-based advertising agency Honest. He's been keeping bees and producing honey for a number of years, but this year worked with his talented agency, I think they wrote this copy, to make it into Wimbledon honey, which was then sold during the famous tennis championships. Nick is with me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming in. The first thing I thought when you came in, you don't really look like the average beekeeper, so I'm rather intrigued as to how you got into it in the first place.
It's, I think, no, I haven't got the big beard, but I've been doing it for 3 years now, and I do like the outdoors, I do like the garden, and I do like nature, and I think I wanted something a bit more from the garden. My wife suggested, why don't you try beekeeping? And we literally ordered a hive, a flat pack hive online, which arrived 2 weeks later, and I don't know if you've ever tried an IKEA flat pack. This is about 1,000 times more difficult.
I have. You just need to set aside a couple of days and everything's fine.
You certainly do. Yeah. Anyway, 2 weeks later, this hive was built and that was it.
And where did the bees come from?
So we went to a local beekeeper and bought 10,000 bees. I found myself driving back from this beekeeper with a box in the car with 10,000 bees buzzing away. And then I think it really, really dawned on me what I suddenly let myself in for.
And you live in the city or outside of us?
Yeah, we live in Wimbledon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you commute? Do you sort of head back and forth to...
I commute 4 days a week, yes, 2 hours each way for my sins, but yeah.
That's astounding, because I've come across, I know somebody who commutes from, you might even be listening actually, who commutes, I think, from Leicester every day to the Cambridge, but I'm just trying to think, couldn't I? I suppose you're going against the traffic, which is not
Yeah, I'm a reverse commuter, I think is the word for it, and there's a few modes of transport, included a bike and a couple of trains and tubes. But yeah,
God, you must like working on Bridge Street. All I can say for that is it's rather nice there. So I suppose yeah, I can
understand. It's a good spot.
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. So how much honey do your bees generate?
I've got two hives, and they produce about 400 jars a year. I do two crops, so I'll take one harvest in mid June, and then I will be harvesting the next crop in about 3 weeks' time at the start of September, and then the season literally finishes because there's no more flowers then, it's going into winter, so the bees will basically go and hibernate.
Right, they'll hang around in the hive all day until they'll be there for next time, until they wake up, I guess, in the early spring and starts all over again.
Absolutely. The queen at the moment, she's probably now laying less eggs, so there'll be fewer bees in the hive so that they stand more of a chance of lasting through the winter.
And so you decide, I'm astounded actually about how much honey it generates. Is this the amount of bees that you have? Is that typical for the amount that a beekeeper might hold?
What I found, I've only been doing it for 3 years, and I'm constantly amazed and constantly learning what comes out from the hives. But it's quite interesting. Urban beekeeping, I'm an urban beekeeper, and they produce more honey than rural beekeepers because you've got more flowers in the gardens around you. And
it's because it's more concentrated almost?
It's more concentrated, okay. But also because of farmers and extensive farming, they're only producing one crop over hundreds of acres. So basically the bees have got less places to actually get the food from. So an urban beekeeping is really interesting, because at the start of the year you'll get beautiful cherry blossom coming out, and then perhaps a couple of weeks later the apple blossom will come out, and there's a whole variety of flowers and plants going into bloom throughout the whole of summer, rather than just a 2 week window, which is can potentially happen more in the countryside.
Okay, so you've got the honey supplies and you decided this is pretty good, let's get it out there a bit better.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I was in my local butcher's and I noticed that they were selling honey, so I inquired if they sell much of the honey, and ironically the people coming into the shops were actually asking if it was local honey. and which it wasn't. It was actually from Wales, so they didn't sell that much. So I asked the guy behind the counter, Martin, who's a lovely guy, and I said, would you be interested if I brought my own honey in selling it? Because obviously the local people want it for, they want it for a remedy for their hay fever or in coughs and colds in winter, so they know what the really good rich benefits of honey. So this year I decided, because I'm lucky enough, I happen to run a marketing agency, and we're launching products every other week and looking after brands. It was a great opportunity to roll out this product on the shelves, do all the social marketing behind it, and just to see how it goes, really.
And you got one of your interns here in Cambridge to actually do the design, which has, we'll probably pop it up on the website a little later on. It has the bee, it has a tennis ball, of course. What else would it have?
That's correct.
And
yes.
And put it into those local shops in the Wimbledon area.
Yeah, we had this amazing intern who's doing a third year at Norwich University in graphic communications. Libby Bond's her name. And this is a dream brief, really, for a student. I just said, look, you can have free rein on this. It's got to appeal to the target audience of Wimbledon. But what I really want this to design a brand, a logo, a mark, whatever you want to call it, that really connects what Wimbledon is famous for, which is the tennis, but also really connects with the honey that I'm producing. So she created this beautiful tennis ball bee. So it's basically a white, they say it's a yellow and black tennis ball, and it's got little wings on it. So, and it's been, the branding has gone down very, very well.
I used to live in that part of the world when I lived in London, and I always remember, okay, a few years ago now, and I always remember the shopping centre, which I think was called Centre Court.
Centre Court.
With this wonderful slogan, which was Advantage You.
Excellent.
It's up there with the dry cleaners in Turnham Green.
It's, yes.
Called Turnham Clean.
Turnham Clean. I love it.
But I guess all of that is associating with local. Like, there's a dog walkers around here, and it's called Bark and Stride. What else of the park, you know, with the reference of the Cambridge Park and Ride, what yes. else would you call it in Cambridge?
That's brilliant.
And is it, in marketing terms, is that kind of association to tell people several times that it is local?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, as you can tell from the name Wimbledon Honey, we wanted to, this does exactly what it says on the tin approach. They were saying that people are coming into the butchers asking if it's local, so let's cut that whole bit of communication out and let they can see that it is from Wimbledon. And that's a very important part of the marketing communication, really, is, you know, we don't want people to have to think too hard about their products. They want to find what they want really easy and really quickly. And this calling it Wimbledon Honey, I know it sounds simple, but sometimes things have to be simple to get that message across.
And presumably to flip it on its head, if somebody in Cambridge is a beagle, they must, I suspect it, maybe it's already been done, I don't know. You know, Cambridge Honey or Cambridgeshire Honey would have the same effect if it's stocked on the local shelves here, because the Wimbledon honey may be absolutely fantastic, but the people in Cambridge might be asking the same questions that they used to be when your butcher's honey was stocked from Wales.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we wouldn't want to sell it anywhere else. It wouldn't really work. It is purely for that market. But I am a small beekeeper. I've just got a few hives producing 400 jars, and I just thought this could be a test. And you know, I love the whole beekeeping, and I thought that it is so nice to try and just move it on into something a bit more exciting. And so next year, I'll probably get a couple more hives, a couple more jars, get it into a couple more retailers, because there's plenty in Southwest London, and just see how it goes, really. It's a bit of fun.
The other question, because I'm sort of thinking of the kind of people, the type of people who would be going to these shops in Southwest London, that they feel to me they may very well be the same type of people who might go along the Mill Road looking for stuff, or to Chesterton Road, or somewhere. And I wonder, from your knowledge of both Wimbledon and Cambridge, as to whether the equivalent producers, be it honey or some other product around Cambridge, have the same sort of nous, if you like, in when it comes to marketing their product.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, they're all well educated. Everyone's very, very health conscious nowadays. And we're all looking for new and exciting products to taste, especially food. I mean, food has boomed over the last 10 to 15 years. And we're looking for really interesting and exciting things that we can add, ingredients that we can add to the things that we're making.
Interesting. I'd probably have you back another time and talk maybe a bit more about the marketing side in Cambridge.
That'd be great. No problem at all.
Love to have you back at some time, Nick. But thank you very much for now. That's Nick Meller. He runs the Cambridge-based advertising agency Honest, with a nice sideline in honey as well.